Fun fly zone. There's a wayfaring tower. It's blue. You just go south down the flight line, and you keep going south until you see that big wayfaring tower. Make a right turn. There's a barn, a big red barn. It's been here forever, and it is the headquarters, really, of the Fun Fly Zone here. And then lots of displays, lots of vendors, and all kinds of fun over by the Ultralight Runway, too. In this segment, we're going to talk to Dan Johnson. Dan, welcome. Thanks for joining us. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in the light sport community.
Oh, it goes back about 100 years, so everybody sit down. It's going to take a while. No, I'm kidding about that. It's not going to take that long at all. I've been the head of the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association for 20 years now, and that group has been very instrumental in moving forward the subject of Mosaic. And in my other hat to wear, I'm an aviation journalist, and I report exclusively on light sport aircraft, kit aircraft that sport pilots can build and fly, and ultralight aircraft. So arguably the Fun Fly Zone is my favorite area of all of Oshkosh, although I'm an airplane nut like the rest of us here, so you can't feed me too much of this stuff.
Well, and I remember when light sport was brand new, you and I would meet up doing the show in all kinds of different places because they were everywhere. They couldn't figure out, well, was it this or is it that? And I think most of it's down here now,
except the stuff that's not really.
The home
built
area.
It's all over, all the way from what used to be the North Aircraft Display Area, which is now a little bit south of where it used to be. But they're all over there. They're all over the main aircraft display. They're all over here. They're at the seaplane base. You can't get rid of us, I guess. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Well, you're pretty hard to find, so it's nice of you to come down and meet us down here in the Fun Fly Zone.
If I'm a moving target, I don't get shot so often. So
yeah, that's right. So you're a journalist, and I actually subscribe to your page.
Thank you.
And you have some really good information. Why don't you ping that real quick so people know where to find you?
You bet. You bet. BuyDanJohnson.com is the website. That's B-Y and my name, DanJohnson.com. However, in the next couple of months, that's going to be changing because I've had another big event in my life. I have sold my website brand and all my content to Flying Magazine.
Oh, wow,
and they are going to take that and go to the moon with it. They've been buying up other magazines as well. They're really trying to create a great big tent. But the man behind the whole organization is an LSA guy.
Okay.
He owns two of them. So this is for real. And I think they're going to keep that content there for a long time. And that gives me a lot of pleasure. And I'm working busily with them for many more months yet. So it basically doesn't look any different to people. But it's gone out to a much wider audience. And that's exciting.
And you're going to obviously be a contributor.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's still all me for now. But
and your website will
start
point
to
flying.
Absolutely.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So we're going to be affordableaviation.com after that.
Okay.
Because, you know, after I'm long gone, what's By Dan Johnson about?
Yeah, right.
So Affordable Aviation spells it out.
So tell us about what's happening in the LSA community. We'll talk about Mosaic in a second. That's a big one for LSA. and the experimental and light sport community.
May I touch on some new airplanes I found here?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you don't always come to these events. You'll often find many, many wonderful improvements, incremental improvements, stuff along the way that make the product better. But there are several new airplanes here that I've not seen or we've not seen in a long time, and they're back under a revised program now. This will not hit everybody, by the way. I'm sorry if I leave somebody out here. Not my intention, but let's just start off with the first aircraft I looked at was Skyranger, which used to be here many years ago. It's back. It's a very affordable airplane. That's big for me. The second airplane I looked at was the Safari XL, all the way here from South Africa, halfway around the world. Very exciting bush plane, made for Africa, bush. The next airplane that I looked at was something called Freedom. And if that's not a great name, I don't know what is, especially since the company is American Aircraft. So the aircraft is American Freedom. I mean, who can't love that?
Yeah, all right.
Then I looked at the Jenny up in the North Aircraft Display Area. Beautiful job of recreating a World War I airplane that you can build in just 500 hours and for very modest cost, in the air for modest cost. That's exciting.
I bet it flies a lot better than the original Jenny.
Well, I'm told it flies. I haven't flown it yet, but I'm told it flies very nicely.
I've flown the original Jenny.
I heard they were a bit of a handful,
yeah,
I was told.
It is.
I think that's probably being kind, but I'm told this one flies much better. It looks like it. It's three-quarter scale, but it's done really, really well. So, home builders, you got to go have a look at that thing. Well, everybody needs to go have a look at it. It's just beautiful. And then there's some more down here. There's a new Hawk out here. The Nano Gyro that made a big splash here 2 years ago is back, and they're having quite a sales run. And gosh, I just can't remember them all, and we don't have time for them all. Yeah. But that's exciting that there are so many. And then one other contrast is there's a whole bunch of anniversaries this year.
Oh, there is.
30 years, 40 years, 45 years, and 70 for EAA. So congratulations to all those companies and organizations.
Let's talk about Mosaic.
Let's go to Mosaic.
So Mosaic, let's tell the listeners what it is, first of all.
Okay, Mosaic is it's a new regulation that will update and greatly expand the LSA, the SPLSA rule. That's how most people abbreviate it. Sport pilot is the certificate. Light sport aircraft is the aircraft. Both things are changing quite a bit, but let's focus on the aircraft side in our limited time. They just exploded this thing for us. We, LAMA, started going to them back in 2014 on the 10th anniversary of LSA saying, look, we think we've done a pretty good job now. We've done it for 10 years. We think there's some improvements you could make to this. And they were very receptive. I have to give FAA lots of credit. And here's the ender of that is, not only did they meet their deadline, they came in ahead of schedule and they gave us more than we wanted. I say, tell me another government program you feel has done that.
Yeah, right.
Who finishes early? Nobody does.
And it's going to go to a comment period, so there'll be changes and improvements
Yes. So it's just a proposal for now.
So let's talk about...
But it's a good one.
Let's talk about the good bullet points, you know, real quick. What is going to be some of the most advantageous things?
Well, I would say the thing
third
that
seat
most,
maybe
the, what most people focus on is weight. The weight of the aircraft can go up, not to a number like we've been hearing all along. In fact, it's all controlled beautifully. I think they made a brilliant decision with this. 54 knots clean stall speed.
Well, that covers a lot of aircraft.
It'll cover 172, no problem. 170, I was talking to a fella. I said, oh, yeah, no problem, you'll fit. Some 182s will fit, not all.
There's a couple that are one or two over that.
Even a modern day one is only a couple of knots over that, so they're close, and maybe comments will change that. But my guess is they probably drew a pretty hard line at 54 knots. But anyway, that's a nice. But one reason why it's so good is it's easily enforced. They had complicated formulas before and other ways of doing it. How are you going to keep up with that? How do you know that people are actually doing it? How do they know they're doing it? Stall? Pretty easy. Yeah. You can find that out in a POH, and then you know you got it or not. So beside that, though, more seats, yes, up to four seats, not flown by a sport pilot. They can fly the four-seat aircraft, but only with one other person in it beside themselves.
Okay.
A private pilot can fly that same aircraft with four seats full, but then they'll need some other credential, of course. But they also gave us retractable gear, constant speed props, 250-knot max speed, more than anybody expected, but that's the number up to 10,000 feet. And they said, why not these fellas? So, we're in there as well. I'm kind of drawing a blank here now on the rest of them, but it just goes on and on. Helicopters, turbine, gyros are finally approved, and there's much more than that. I'm going to have to go study the thing. I've been through all 318 pages, but I
the fact that
I
you know not... it's 318 pages is way ahead of
most
people.
I've been through all of them, but I did not absorb every word by a long shot.
Of course not, because it came out just before everything.
As we were all coming up here, I mean, it was great. It was great timing, but it was lousy timing because all the people that need to read this and study it,
They
came here,
they're busy.
But a lot of my readers, they are digging down into this thing, and FAA is going to have a lot of comments, but most of them, I think, will be very, very complimentary because, while they may ask for this or that, we'll all recognize FAA did great.
Yeah.
Well, that's about as short a summary as I can do on it.
And then to pick it apart just a little bit, so this is going to affect every community, really. You touched on certificated aircraft. But the home built community, the kit community, where I was on Wednesday, is very excited about the possibilities.
Them too.
Here.
Okay, great.
And they're actually holding off on some of their announcements for the future improvements to the kits until they really dig into this, because if they can make a four seat airplane under sport pilot, under light sport, they just open the doors to a much greater community of people.
I agree. I mean, this has, and for the Warbird guys, there's a whole bunch of stuff in here. The one thing that's not in here anymore, drones, or what drones is a generic term for multicopters.
Well, it's going to have its own.
Just too complicated, too new. It was slowing the whole thing down. They took it out, and boom, we got the deal we got, and the community, I would say, is overwhelmingly satisfied with it so far.
Excellent. Where can somebody look at the Mosaic rules?
Well, if you go to my website, you can find it in a lot of places, but I made it pretty easy. So if you go to bydanjohnson.com, you'll have to go down a few articles now because some Oshkosh stuff has pushed it down.
Sure.
But it's there, and you can find it, or just type in Mosaic in the search bar. There is a PDF. You can download the whole thing, or you can read it on screen, whatever you like. Every bit of it is there, and I'll have continued analysis as I go along.
That's awesome. Dan, thanks for all you do for this community. I mean, without you as a resource, a lot of this would get lost. And I know a lot of fellow pilots and enthusiasts do follow your page for very valuable information on stuff that may be hard to find. And some of the light sports stuff from Europe and Eastern Europe is coming in a big way.
Yes.
And some exciting airplanes. I've been looking at them. They're just, you know, a lot of them are much more affordable than trying to get into something like Legacy or.
But, you know, for all those guys that are concerned with, well, but even $150,000 is still too much. Well, now you can look at a used 172, or you will be able to when the rule comes out. So it's very exciting, and I want to say thanks back to EAA and EAA Radio. You've been very faithful to cover this area, and EAA, of course, a wonderful organization. I'm just a messenger. I just bring the news to people. There's a lot of other people that deserve a lot of credit, all the ASTM guys, all these manufacturers, many volunteering to write these standards. There's way too many to count, but there's a lot of other people. I'm just a guy with a bullhorn.
Wow. Well, and it's a good bullhorn. Dan Johnson,
<loud. laughs>
thank you very much for joining us today on EA Radio and On the Fly. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Very good to be with you, Jeff.
J-Mont G, we are down in the Fun Fly Zone. We're on the fly. Come down and check out this area before you leave AirVenture for sure. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with a lot more. You're listening to EAA Radio.